Now let's look at an addiction, something that owns us. There are three aspects to an addiction. This can be an addiction to money. This can be an addiction to power, also anything at all. For many in our culture, it is to drugs and to alcohol, a problem that we are going to have to resolve, not with legislation, but with a new spiritual awareness. The only thing that ever has seemed to work for getting people off of addictions is AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, which has as its base spirituality, God, finding the solution to that which controls you in something other than that which is external to you, finding it within yourself. And I speak from experience. Today I am a camel. A camel is an animal that starts his day out on his knees, and it ends its day on its knees, and it can go 24 hours without a drink. And there was a time when I didn't, and I couldn't, and I played around with substances. And I played around with alcohol, and I drank it every day, not enormous amounts, never in serious trouble, like DUIs and things like that, but just so that it was just a part of my daily life. And then I found as my life and my work moved more into a spiritual dimension, that it became less and less important to me. And I found that I was able to sort of notice it and observe it and no longer be attached to it. So that if you look at an addiction from everything to the right-hand side of your room in the physical plane, there are three aspects of it, all of which are in the physical domain. There is the craving, there is the craver, and there is that which is craved. And all of those are on the right-hand side of the room. The craver is the person, the body. The craving is the thought, the image. I want that, I need that, I must have that. It's different from the craver. And that which is craved, which is external to me. The cocaine, the marijuana, the drugs, the sugar, the hot fudge sundae, the whatever it is. And it's all in the physical domain. And as long as you stay here in the physical domain and try to deal with it and get rid of it in your life, you are still trapped because you haven't gone to your source. The source is the way you transcend the duality of the physical plane. And so when you go to your source and go to the left-hand side of the room and become your source and now become the witness and observe that and just notice it and just put your attention on it and just watch it with love, which I'll be talking about in the next principle, and just observe it from a perspective of, I am connected to that, it is me, I have become it, and I can also transcend it and go beyond it by just putting my attention on a new aspect of myself, which is pure. And so from the position of the source or the sorcerer, you just watch it, and it's not you. You're free from it. You are just noticing, oh, there goes Wayne again. Going to have another beer. And he thinks he really must have this and all. But from the perspective of the witness, of the observer over here, you are pure love, because that's what God is. That's what the higher part of you is, just pure unconditional love. And you direct that energy to that aspect of you which has allowed itself to be addicted. And it disappears. When I left those things behind many, many years ago in my life, it was as a result of saying and hearing a voice. And the voice said, you've tried everything else. Now try me. And when I went there and truly went there and then began my manifestation meditation on that, it was gone. And now today I can look at those things that I used to crave, those cravings. I can look at the craver and all that is craved, and I can laugh at it. When Siddhartha, who was Buddha as a young man, was going through his experiences of learning about enlightenment as a young man, he was fasting for a great period of time. And his friend's name was Govinda. And Govinda and Siddhartha traveled all over the countryside. Siddhartha had been a prince, and he had never known anything about suffering. And he left when he found out that there was such a thing as suffering out there in the world. And he wanted to find out how to transcend suffering, how to go beyond it. And when he was fasting, and had been fasting for some 50 days, and his friend Govinda looked at him and he said, Siddhartha, he said, what good is fasting? And Siddhartha looked back at him and said, Govinda, I can laugh at hunger. Do you know how profound a statement that is? I can laugh at hunger. What he was saying is, there is that which is hungry. There is hunger. But I, the I that is God, the I that is connected to the divine, perfect, loving source, can look at that and laugh at it. I am no longer that. And therefore, it is just in the physical domain. But who I am is something much greater and much grander than that. That's the power of attraction. You can attract purity to your life. It's why I put such an emphasis on drinking water for healing.